From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State before claiming to have undergone a change of heart is back in the country to face terror charges. Mohammed Jamal Kawais was escorted into a federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia. Kawais told Kurdistan TV he went to the Middle East because of a girl, but ended up with IS and didn't like what he encountered.
I didn't really support their ideology, and that's when I decided I needed to escape.
26-year-old first made headlines when he was detained by the Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq in March, becoming one of just a handful of American IS to be captured in the battlefield. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terror attack in Tel Aviv, which killed four, wounded five others. Police captured him Thursday in the West Bank town of Yatta. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the suspect a collaborator with the two Palestinian cousins from Yatta who carried out Wednesday's attack. Both are in police custody. As promised, Israel has suspended travel permits for 83,000 Palestinians in response during the holy month of Ramadan. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu is said to be in good health and still campaigning for re-election ahead of the August 11th general election, despite local media reports that poor health had forced him to seek medical attention in neighboring South Africa. Meantime, the main opposition has questioned President Lungu's recent declaration of assets, a key demand in the Constitution for all aspiring candidates. This is VOA News.